Battle, read and written by Amelia. 4 weeks ago, Sammy learned the word yes. Not just the pronunciation of the word, but the meaning behind it. He learned that by answering with this affirmative, he could get stuff. He learned that yes was not just a word, but a tool he could use to shape his everyday life. He learned that you could say yes in more ways than one. You could nod your head. You could say yeah. And you could say, uh-huh. For 3 weeks, Sammy answered every single question with a yeah, a nod, or his favorite, uh-huh. Dean found this development immensely amusing. Every day was filled with questions. Do you want a wet willy, Sammy? Do you want to sleep on the floor, Sammy? Can I have your dessert, Sammy? Do you want a hug, Sammy? Can I have a kiss, Sammy? Do you love me, Sammy? John found this new development simplifying. This more agreeable Sammy would go along with everything, happily. Do you want to change your diaper, Sammy? Do you want to take a nap, Sammy? Are you going to finish your food, Sammy? John could brush his son's teeth without fuss, wash his hair without tears, tuck him into bed without a battle of wills. Then, 3 weeks ago, Sammy learned the word no. Not just the pronunciation of the word, but the meaning behind it. He learned that by answering with this negative, he could reject stuff. He learned that no was not just a word, but also a weapon to wield in the battle to control his own life. He learned that you could say no in more ways than one. You could shake your head. You could say, nah. And you could say, nah. For 3 weeks, Sammy answered every single question with a nah, or a shake, or his favorite, nah. Dean found this new development incredibly entertaining, and every day was filled with questions. Do you want a hug, Sammy? Do you want my dessert, Sammy? Do you want me to put you down, Sammy? Do you want ice cream, Sammy? John simply sighed and thanked something divine that Sammy was too little to put up any kind of fight. He knew that this was an important part of his son's development, that it was needed to let Sammy feel like he could control his own life. But it was going to be a right pain in the ass. Sammy was going to be refusing everything, and soon his protests would be getting louder and more violent, and the happy, smiling Sammy would be long gone. Then, an hour ago, Dean found that Sammy was very ticklish under his feet, and, well, the battle was on.